many of the mitzvahs in the Torah depend on, in order to fulfill them, on specific amounts. For instance, the only mitzvah that we have today, which is a mitzvah, that's the midaraisa of achila, of eating. We had a Beis Hashem, we will have achilas karbonis, we'll have many Christmas. Today it's only achilas matzah. If you're eating something, there has to be a certain minimum amount that has to be eaten. Similarly, mitzvah maika has a measurement. You have to build a wall around the porch. How big does that have to be? Carrying in a Rishus HaRabim and Shabbos, how much do you have to carry in order to be chayiv? How far do you have to carry in order to be chayiv? The issues of measurement, amount, come up to us kim'at in every mitzvah, both midaraisa, both midarabbanan. It needs to be measured in today's measurements. We'll discuss first the measurements of the Gemara. And the purpose of today's shiur is to try to see how that translates into today's current measurements. Just a few examples. The measurements are also questions of weight, also questions of volume, how much you have to eat, like we said before, and also measurement of even of time. For instance, the kilo of the mitzvah matzah. Can you eat that kizayis of matzah through the whole night? Or do you have to eat it in one shot? The Gemara says neither. You have to eat the kizayis of matzah in a shear of kidei achilas pras. Pras is, again, the measurement of time is totally in the measurement of a pras, which is, again, a certain amount of food, how long it takes you to eat. So measurements of time, kidei himuch mil, is also a measurement of time, which is totally in distance. The time it takes to walk a mil. Okay, so we've gone through that. The idea of measurements themselves as amount, those are given to us halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. They were given to us in the form of natural objects. We're all familiar. I tried not to mention it until now, but I already slipped my tongue by saying the word kizayis. We're all familiar that how much do you have to eat matzah? You have to eat a kizayis. So that's an amount which is given to us in a natural object, the size, the volume of an olive, or the shiur of a mica, which we mentioned, is asara tfochim, hand's breadth. So that's again given to us in something which is a natural object. The idea of using natural objects obviously is that you take them with you wherever you go. Right? They can be discussing for many, many years, changing from the imperial system to the metric system, but the natural system, in theory, goes with us wherever we go. But being that we do live in a society where we have rulers and we measure things, and not always is it easy for people to quantify, to measure the idea of how much exactly is a zayis, how much exactly is a tefach. So obviously we have to translate it into our system. I'm going to try to do this saying as little numbers as possible, giving the concept. We're going to discuss now, we're familiar that there's a tefach. Okay? Tefach is one type of shear, a hand's breadth, a tefach. That's one type, that's the standard shear which we're all familiar with. A tefach, the Gemara says, is four etzbois. Okay, so we have the shear of the etzba, the finger, and the tefach. How do we translate that? So the place can discuss the technical questions. Do you squeeze the fist? Do you not squeeze the fist? And of course the question is whose fist should be used? It can't be that everybody can measure his own. It's obviously got to be that there's some uniform standard. The Neid of Yehuda, which we'll talk about soon, he came up with a shear which others considered a bit large. So one of his Talmidim who considered it large, you know, the Talmidim of Yehuda said, well, the Neid of Yehuda, his tefach, who he was Mishichmo Vamayla Gavoya Mikolam. I don't know if he meant it metaphorically or physically, but the Chazanish says that's unacceptable. What he, making fun of Neid of Yehuda, what he didn't know, like, whether he was or he wasn't, but obviously he dealt with this issue, who fits, what's the average fit that has to be measured. However, the main two questions are, can we be sure, these questions are clearly evident, and this is the crux of the entire issue, can we be sure that the measurements haven't changed since the times of Chazal. Maybe things have grown bigger and smaller than they used to be. I know in the United States, I once read a statistic that they've been keeping the height, measuring the height of the average army inductee from the Revolutionary War, in England, whatever it's called, and up until World War II, and it went up 10 centimeters, 3.5 inches, the average. So there are changes even in the heights of people. But even more so, now the question is, let's say a measurement changed, whatever measurement changed. Now, do we go by the measurement as it was Bishas Matan Torah, when Chazal were kaveh that measurement? Or do we have to go with it today? This is called, is it a siba? Is it the causative? Or is it just a simen? I'll give an example of something which it would seem should be a siba. A mica. You have to put a fence around the wall. Now that's a practical thing. When Sussin Dumb the Vesefa, they have a roof, people use on the roof, they can fall off. So Chazal told us 10 tfachim is high enough that a person will not fall over that fence. It would seem to me that 10 tfachim there, the fact that this measurement was given in a tefach being relationship in most cases to the height of the person involved, it would seem to me that there the shear is causative. If tfachim would suddenly get bigger, then the shear would grow with it. That's what it would seem. We want to repeat this again, because this is the issue. We have to decide when Chazal gave us a shear of something, in Tfokhin, or in Kezayis, or in Kebeto, or Keetzba, was that just practical, as if today we would give the shear in centimeters, in inches? That's the issue? They just gave it us as a practical because it was available eggs to measure, or that was the reason? For instance, an egg. If an egg is considered at the type, the amount that a person eats in order to be full, maybe when eggs get bigger, so people are going to have to eat more in order to get full, not logical. But in the Tfachim example of the mica, there it is very logical. Okay. Those are the main issues. Now let's come to try to resolve them. Okay. The Gemara gives us a few systems of measures. The Gemara says, okay, an egg is a measure of solid. A revius, which is a measure of liquid, is the volume of 1.5 eggs. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Today, people have went and have measured the standard egg in the United States is called a large egg. It goes small, medium, large, and then extra large and jumbo. That's the fact that the large one is the medium one. I know everyone knows, but we ultimately said everybody who has measured this today in our eggs today has come to the conclusion this is among all the places. You will not, it's fascinating. Eggs, it must be pretty uniform all over the world and over the last few hundred years, since we can compare the measurements of the Pleiskim with the measurements that were used secularly in their areas. We have, it's not difficult to get to that. 50 cent, cubic centimeters. 46 is one shear in the 50. And it's come out plus or minus 5%. That's what the volume of an egg is. But the number is not important. The volume of an egg is a certain amount. Therefore, the volume of a revius, the Gemara tells us, a revius haloga lug is 6 eggs, it's 1.5 eggs. Okay, so we have eggs. If 50 cc is a kibetza, so 75 cc is how much you have to make kiddush, or Christ for kiddush. Isn't that easy? The problem is that the Gemara gives us another way for figuring out how much a revius is. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuftet, you take a box, and the Gemara gives us, again, the number's not important, I'll say them, but just the idea. Cubic box whose volume is 2 by 2 by 2.7 eczbois. Okay, 2 eczbois by 2, these 3 dimensions by 2.7. That's what the Gemara says in Kuftet. Eczbaim. Okay, the number is not important, but let's construct this box. Let's take our average finger. Let's say we figured out, we reconciled. You press it a little bit. You don't press it. Take the average width of the agoidal, the thumb. Construct such a box. It's not a big deal. Okay. The native Yehuda did it, and he says, oh, it's double. Its volume is 150 cc. Now, this question has come down to us as the question of the tzlach. The theory of, even though the truth is there's already passing mention of this in Kadmoyim. You can reshame that they were aware that it's difficult to reconcile the two sheets. This, if you ever looked in all of the Rabbanim Givat Shiurim lists and amounts, cannot always, there'll be two Shiurim. And that's what we want to discuss. These two shiurim are the stira of the Neida B'Yehuda. One is primarily eggs, and one is primarily fingers. That's another fact. The again, using numbers, the egg method, if we transpose it back to a finger, will lead us to the average width of a finger of 1.9 centimeters. That's inconsistent with the fact. It's not. The average finger of the width is 2.3. I mean, everybody basically says it. Okay, so, we're stuck. The average... Sorry? Okay. Just one small point, which has to do with math. If the difference, according to the... You see from the method of the Neida B'Yehuda, when he says it's double, when you measure fingers, so you see he was going with a finger of the erech of 2.3, 2.4. We said if you go with the eggs and you transpose back, the fingers are coming up to 1.9. This is the only math in today's share. If it's 1.9 to 2.3, or let's say from 2 to 2.4, that's only 20%. How does it suddenly become double? How in the reverse does it become double? The answer is because you're cubing. 4 times 4 times 4 is 64. 5 times 5 times 5 is 125. Okay, just in case that ever bothers you, that's just a side point. That's the reason why it's a 25 cent increase will give you such a thing. Okay. So now how do we deal with these stirah? How do we deal with this controversy of the eggs or the fingers? The Tzlach himself, the Neida B'Yehuda himself, says the eggs have changed since the times of Niskatni. Our eggs are small. He doesn't want to say that people today are much larger. He says that the eggs became smaller from the times of Chazal. Therefore, if that's what changed, and this has to do with our discussion beforehand. Okay, so something changed. So what's the ikker and what's the tuffer? What has to give way to the other? So the Mishnah Brura, when he discusses this, even though he asks a very strong kash on the machmer, the kashita, on the shita that larges the shiur, he said, Maloy Lugmov, the shiur which the Gemara says is rave reveals, the amount that's the Yom Kippur, for the filling of one cheek when you fill it. He says, there's no way that you can get in so much in the large reveals. And the Chazanish also tries very hard to defend to this. So he asks a very strong kash in the Bir Alava, but Abel Tikein, he decides the following. Where is the question of a Midai Raisa? You have to go with the finger shear, which is with the thumb shear, which is larger. Where the issue is an issue of it, the Rabbanon, he's starting from the smaller shear. That's the Mishnah Berurah Tachra on this. Kiddush Shabbos morning, he said, the Rabbanon, you can use a smaller kite. Kiddush Friday night, Kachay Olayay, and even that's a the Rabbanon, but the Kiddush itself is a day, right? So, therefore, you should use the larger measure. Today, and this is what I would like to discuss, for whatever reason, these two shittas, the issue of do we go with the thumbs or do we go with the eggs, is called by everybody today a machlekes b'chazei ish and Reb Chaim Noy. It's really a misnomer. It's not. It's just that the Chazei Ish has a very long sinin on it, and Reb Chaim Noy has several sforim on this issue. Because Reb Chaim Noy went through this very strongly, because you know we can bring all kinds of rights from all different kinds of things in Chazal and in Rishonim, and he went through all the towns in Europe. What was their sheer halo? How big was the box that the Rav had to show all the women how much the sheer halo is? How big does the Issa have to be? So you can prove this, you know, empirically by proof of how the minig was before him. So this becomes a very, very major issue. Let's first discuss the Chazanish. The Chazanish is machriya that the thumbs are the ikar. He says an interesting logic. He says, look, if we have to decide either thumbs or eggs, I would rather use a proof which is really part of the human anatomy, the person himself. If something changed, and this has to do with the discussion of Siba and Simen, if something changed, wouldn't I rather keep on with the shear which I see has to do with me? I'm the one who has to be in the time than it's. If my thumbs and the average thumbs of everybody is a certain size, so that's what we should use. And that's the Chazanish's opinion. The Raya of Micah is an excellent Raya. In a Micah, it wouldn't make sense any other way. If everybody in the world woke up tomorrow morning, double size, we would all have to run right away and build a Micah on the roof and make it higher. It's very logical. Okay. Right. So he strongly goes with the larger shear. Now, whenever you're dealing with a larger shear, in most cases it's a chumrah. You have to, the kiddush has to have a bigger cup. You have to eat a bit more matzah. Some cases it's a kulah. For instance, Yom Kippur, you can eat more. A person can eat more. So even the Chazanish himself says, look, I'm sure I'm right. But when it comes to a deraisa, I would suggest that somebody should be miyirei hoyro ulahachmi. So that's true. Never, somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur. So the meloy lug, the rav revius, all the pesukim will tell you is between 35 and 40 cc, because the revius of 75 is what's used as a basis. So that's what he says. But he's leaning very strongly the other way. Rav Moshe Feinstein goes with the Mishneh Berurah. And he says, I agree with the Mishneh Berurah, but now, how much is a thumb? The Chazanish said the thumb is 2.4 centimeters. He said, I imagine that that's the average. But Moshe Feinstein said, look, even if we'll go with the Mishneh Berurah's chumrah of the thumb, but I'm not sure, maybe it's 2.3, he says. So he says, well, so when you're constructing a mikvah for the city, over 2.5 centimeters, the larger size, he doesn't even want to come close. A mikvah also has to have our volume, so which is also based on the shear of a thumb. Here he goes with the highest. So in principle, Rav Moshe Feinstein accepts the idea of the Mishneh Berurah that on the right to go with the thumbs. How much is a thumb? He has a measure of an average thumb, which is smaller than the Chazanish's measure of the average thumb. So that's already a measurement issue. Now, why am I mentioning this? Because I've seen somebody who wrote that, I don't understand, he says, the Chafetz Chaim says to be machmir on the larger shear. He says, we have the Chafetz Chaim's Kiddush price. And it's not very small. Look, this is the mistake here. And it's not sheer Chazanish. That's the truth. But it's confusing and it's misleading. The word sheer Chazanish means two things. It means we decided going by the sum. And also the Chazanish said the sum is 2.4. Now let me ask you a question. What happens if the Chazanish would have measured and the sum would have come out to be 2.36 or 2.37? He would also say 2.4. Because that's the whole point. When you can't be exact when you're giving over a number. So if I'll show you a Kiddush kait that has a revi is based on 2.36, is that Shir Chazanish? So, you know, today we would say no, because, you know, we've got to be practical. We can't live down to that so fine line. But before the Chazanish said his 2.4, you could in theory say I am being machmer on thumbs, but your measurement of the thumbs came a bit less, and that's where that is the case of the Chafetz Chaim. I researched it. If the numbers interest you, a thumb of 2.35 gets in, so that's good enough. That's cool, but he can't. It's making a fool of the Chafetz Chaim. He says to me machmer on deraisa kiddush Friday night. He says it. That's the Bir Halacha said. So the people who are pushing for non-Shir Chazanish, say, oh, he didn't do Shir Chazanish. It's not exactly true. It's true that he didn't do Shir Chazanish in the Shir, but in the Halacha discussion, it could very well be that he was doing the thumbs Shir. Okay, that's the Chazanish Shir, the thumbs Shir. The eggs Shir, according to what we're saying, should come out to be 75 cc. The egg is 50, 1.5. That's what it should come out to be for a review of the fish. Okay, acceptable. In fact, Rav Chaim Noah's shear, if you have a look at it, is 86. When in Yerushalayim, Rav Chaim Noah did all his work, and he came out with this, so they said, oh, yeah, that's right. They thought it was a bit large, because it should really be 75. Why does he do 86? Because he says, look, I have a Rambam. But the Rambam says that the Rashi Ravi is 27 dram. Dram is an Arabic measure. And today, the term dram goes back all the way from the time of the Rambam until today. That's true. Today, a dram is exactly 3.2 times 27 is 86.4. That's a fact. However, I've seen some research, and the dram 400 years ago became a bit larger. So in other words, it's not really a proof. Rav Chaim, no, the 86 is really a bit large. It should be even smaller. In other words, if we would put the word chazanish to the side and Rav Chaim Noah to the side, and we would just call it eggs or thumbs, so then it wouldn't be that much. It would be even less. Which in Yom Kippur comes out to be a chumrah, because you've got to be even a bit smaller. Okay. So we have the two, let's finalize. We have two main schools of thought. One, based on the eggs, which is called Rav Chaim Noah, and it's according to the way I see it, 75 cc, I don't know, 86, and the other based on thumbs, which can go up to 150, from 125 and up to 150. Those are the two main schools of thought. Each one tries to answer the kashas from the that there are from the other one. So the Chazon Ish already has the same as Katnor. Rav Chaim Noah doesn't have a good teretz for the fingers, even though around 20 some odd years ago somebody printed and said, well, maybe it's not width of a finger, maybe it's the thickness. And the Stifler wrote a very sharp letter against it. You know, if all the Rishonim say Roichav Etzba, that's called Oivli Etzba, that's not called Roichav Etzba. So that was very much not accepted. Good. Now, just as an interesting point, people were looking for all kinds of proof. I just want to show you how difficult this theory is. So they said, oh, great. In Rambam, and the Sefer Torah states, that's a Tefach is the length of the length of two barley grains, the width of seven barley grains. So everybody went running to measure. Okay. The two barley grains by the length is great with the smaller shear. And seven on the width is with the larger shear. So they didn't help note. So the Chazanish said, well, two maybe means would you leave a little space between them? And Rav Chaim Noah says, well, maybe you balance the barley grains on their side. You can get seven into the smaller shear. So that wasn't the issue either. No, I'm just showing you, people are researching it, and there hasn't been any conclusion on this. It's a very difficult one. Generally, like this, it's a good question. On community-wide projects, so you know, people who feel that, like, you try to satisfy everybody because I think the Sfaradim are very much with the smaller shear because of the Rambam. Many Yerushalayim is called as the smaller shear. In Chutzlar, it's by Ashkenazim, based on the Chazinish. Based on the Chafetz Chaim and the Talmidim of the Native Yehuda, so the larger shear became more acceptable. The idea of following the thumbs issue. That's basically the custom. When you're doing something for the community or my shofar shalag rice, is a mikvah build with the larger shear? I don't want to get into it. It doesn't want to do anything which would be problematic. Okay. Just want to add. The issue, I'll show you what's going to be the kasha on the chazanish. It's a very good kasha. The Rambam again says that we're discussing tonight eggs. Eggs, we were discussing the issue of volume. As we know, volume can be translated into weight. Right? In the metric system, the volume of water, 1 cubic centimeter, weighs 1 gram. That's the metric system. That's the jump from volume to weight. Most issues in halacha are issues of volume. Pigeon event is an issue of weight. How much silver do you have to give to the claim? Certain weight. The Rambam says that if you weigh a ravine of water, that will be 7/8 the amount of silver, that weight corresponding, that you need for pigeon of that. Okay? So, if we weigh your reverse of water, let's take the smaller shear, 75. So, pigeon of that will be a bit more than that, 86. 8/7 of that, 86 grams of silver. If you take the pioneer shear, which is 86, it will come out to be 100. Take what we call shear chazanish, which can be up to 150, so that means you have to give 170 grams of silver to the Pidyon HaBen. Vizu lo shamanu mei oyla. On Pidyon HaBen, there is a clear minig, because it was expensive. People would always come to the Rav. How much do I have to give? You don't have to give more. So this was in all of the poskim we have, the minhagim of Pidyon HaBen in Russia, in Poland, in Hungary, all of them. And all of them were even less than 100. 80, 90, 77, but a lot of it also is a measurement of coins. that it was, say, six such coins, seven such coins. It might not be an exact amount in the weight of silver, but you get the picture. It was never over 100. This is a Kushya alinked on that. He himself asked. He asked it on himself, and the funny thing is that he has a teret, but before he came up with this teret in Tavshin Gimel Berach, there was a short period of time where he actually told a father to give 170. In fact, I met the fellow himself. T. Rudberg's son, a nephew of his, had a baby boy, and I saw in one of the storybooks, but I checked it out by the fellow, and he said, yeah, when he was born, because the Chazanish had this kasha, the Rambam says that gram weight of Pidyon HaBen silver is more than the weight of a ravis of water. He said, oh, you got to give more. You got to give 170. But this was against all minik. So the Chazanish himself in Sefer says, he brings the Chuvit HaGoyim. This will go back. We're going back now from the end of the Shmuz to the beginning of this year. He brings the Chuvit HaGoyim that says that if the weight was given, if things were given in natural objects, and the natural objects change, the shear changes with it. So if the shear was given, the weight of Pidyon HaBen is given in the measurement of the Goyim, as, again, the numbers are not important, as 3,840 grains of barley, that's what it was given as, that's what the Goyim say. That's the weight of silver. How much? The weight of that amount of grains of barley. And the grains of barley became smaller, which were required to say anyway, because the eggs became smaller. The eggs and the barley are also smaller, so the shear became smaller. This is not in Micah. This is even in Pidyon HaBen, in Seirim. The Chazanish says, it became smaller, your responsibility to give now is silver is less than it was. Is man chazal in measurement of grams of silver. You have to give less than you have to give. That was its chiddush, and that's how it was printed in the sefer. That's why the Chazanish shear, if you look in the, when people make lists of different shiurim, the list of the amount of money that has to be given for Pidyon HaBen in the Chazanish is even a bit smaller than that under the list of Reb Chaim Noah, and that's the reason. The Reb Chaim Noah can just barely reconcile himself with the Rambam. It's a bit large, it's more than the minig in most places, but it's a close enough call that it could be accepted. Masha'en kein, the Chazanish cannot reconcile himself with the Rambam, if not by saying that the Seirim became smaller, and therefore we don't have to give as much as we had to give beforehand.